You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. If you're on the job hunt, we've got some good news. Starting today and every Wednesday this month, the Department of Workforce Development will hold Workforce Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at its job centers across Wisconsin.
Workforce Wednesdays help people connect. We've got career navigators to kind of look at people's resumes and see opportunities and help guide them to, you know, either getting a job, finding a better job.
Lee Sensenbrenner, Assistant Deputy Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development, says the goal is to help people with the stress of finding a new job.
Hunting for a job can be pretty lonely and frustrating, right? And so the job centers are a chance to actually talk with a person who has expertise and years of helping people navigate this.
Wisconsin's unemployment rate is at 3.1%. That's lower than the national average. But faced with a rapidly changing work landscape, finding a new job can be tough.
There could be people who've never done an online interview, completely foreign. So to practice that and to do the setup, run through some things, I think that's exactly kind of the things that the staff at DWE is ready to help with.
Workforce Wednesdays also helps folks with specialized services for veterans, or if you're living with a disability or have been involved in the criminal system. Green Bay's Workforce Wednesday today is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Brown County Job Center at 515 Pine Street. A popular Green Bay grocery store chain is being bought out by a St. Louis-based company. Festival Foods will keep the same name, but be owned by the newly formed 1939 Group Incorporated, the holding company for the Schnucks Market grocery chain. Mark Scogan, outgoing CEO of Festival Foods, said in a news release the transition will help expand the company's impact and continue their tradition of community support across the Midwest. Scogan's Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers has 51 stores throughout Wisconsin, including here in Northeast Wisconsin. 42 stores operate under the Festival Foods banner. The upcoming new Pride Festival, scheduled for this weekend, has been postponed due to safety concerns. In a news release, organizers say the increasingly charged political climate led to the difficult decision to reschedule the two-day event, citing the responsibility to ensure a safe, welcoming, and empowering event for everyone. Organizers say they share in the community's disappointment. The new Pride Fest is the largest Pride Festival of its kind in Northeast Wisconsin. The group's goal is to enhance the lives of LGBTQ+ people by celebrating diversity and inclusion. Civic Media will update you as soon as a new date and venue is announced. A former Green Bay Early Learning Center will soon be office space for a construction company. The sale of the Green Bay School District property on Finger Road and the wooded property next to it was finalized on September 8th. The new owner plans to start construction in October and move IC Construction into the new office space in January. The sale is the second of three proposed Green Bay School District property sales to go through. The district sold the former Wikwiok Elementary site in June. This Saturday is your chance to take a look at the new Fox River expansion of Ishwaubenon's National Railroad Museum. The new look features additional exhibit and event space, an outdoor covered patio with river access, and a second-story mezzanine for viewing exhibits. This expansion is phase one of a 25-year-long plan. A dedication is planned for Friday, and the expansion officially opens to the public on Saturday. Green Bay's Festival Foods will still be called Festival Foods, but it'll be under new ownership. The popular Green Bay grocery store chain is being bought out by a St. Louis-based company, Schnucks Markets, which, like Festival, is a family-owned grocery store operation. Mark Scogan, outgoing CEO of Festival Foods, said in a news release the transition will help expand the company's impact and continue their tradition of community support across the Midwest. Scogan's Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers has 51 stores throughout Wisconsin, including here in Northeast Wisconsin. 42 stores operate under the name Festival Foods. A former Green Bay Learning Center will soon be office space for a construction company. The sale of the Green Bay School District property on Finger Road and the wooded property next to it was finalized on September 8th. The new owner plans to start construction in October and move IC Construction Company into the new office space in January. The sale is the second of three proposed Green Bay School District property sales to go through. The district sold the former Weequahic Elementary site in June. News at the top and the bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, after losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A true Hollywood icon has passed away. Robert Redford died September 16th at his home in Sundance, Utah. Redford was born in Santa Monica, California in 1936. Prior to his acting career, he played college baseball, worked in oil fields in California, and studied painting in Europe. He got his first television role on Alfred Hitchcock Presents, then landed a role on Broadway in Neil Simon's The Way We Were. He would later play opposite Barbara Streisand in the movie version as well. He followed that up with his breakout role in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid opposite Paul Newman. Redford was an accomplished director and producer in addition to his acting talents. His credits included All the President's Men, The Sting, Sneakers, and The Natural. Redford won a slew of awards in his career, including an Oscar for Best Director for the film Ordinary People and an honorary Oscar in 2002 for directing, acting, producing, and founding the Sundance Institute. He was also presented with the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Barack Obama. Robert Redford was 89 years old. Feel like spending Christmas in Las Vegas? I'm sure the town would love to bring tourism back, and hopefully Mariah Carey's new residency will help. Mariah Carey's Christmas time in Las Vegas will kick off November 28th at Dolby Live at the Park MGM. Carey will perform 10 shows that will conclude on December 13th. Do you think she'll sing All I Want for Christmas? If you're looking for a road trip, tickets go on sale September 20th. Sydney Sweeney continues to diversify her resume with her latest role being a maid. The Housemaid stars Sweeney alongside Amanda Seyfried in this dark psychological thriller. The story follows Sweeney's character, who is fresh out of prison and who is hired by Seyfried's character and her handsome husband, and becomes close to the attractive couple. Pretty sure this isn't an adult film, but who knows? The Housemaid will drop in theaters December 19th. Nick Cannon recently appeared on the Breakfast Club podcast and discussed why he had 12 children with six different women. Three of those kids are from his marriage to Mariah Carey. The host of The Masked Singer says, believe it or not, he is engaged with all of his kids every day, even though some of them live in different cities. He also said that every child was made out of love. Well, yeah. The Drumline actor said it wasn't like he intended to have 12 children, but he admitted at times he really didn't think about it. In a related story, actor Nick Cannon recently launched a podcast where he dispenses relationship advice. According to Cannon, the Wondery podcast will be recorded in front of a live audience and have many different guests, including celebrities. Cannon did not specify how many of those guests he was hoping to have children with. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 62 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine, another warm day, although it will be a little cooler with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.